Have you ever heard of some people having maybe a separate room in the house where they keep that sort of thing?
Well, a lot of people stored the items that were not used, old trunks and things like that, up in the attic.
I see. But they didn't
But we never had an attic, and we lived with all our junk.
didn't have something like a junk room or storage room, something like that. Well, when a woman got up in the morning, she might move around and dust something here or straighten something up there. What would you say that she was doing?
Well, the pioneer expression would be she'd be readying the house. But then we never use it.
What would you say?
Well, tidying up the house.
And talking about tidying up, the thing that she uses to sweep the floors, you just call that a... Have you ever seen any type of broom other than the one with the wooden handle that
came along, they were the only broom they had, just a wooden broom with a handle. Of course, now in the early days, I think maybe they made brooms out of chucks and things like that, but then I never see it.
Let me ask you about this expression. If the broom were in a corner and the door was open so that you couldn't see the broom, and if I asked where it was, you'd say, well, the broom's
behind the door.
Behind the door. Have you ever heard somebody say maybe it's back of the door?
No. That might have been in a different community or in another state. Of course, you know, down in Tennessee they say tote and carry, but we, and here, very seldom you hear that.
Is that right?
I've never heard. I know we had a couple that came up from Tennessee and lived next to us, and we lived down in Newton County. And it was quite amusing to us that they say, I carried it to church, or I told it this, but we never used that expression.
What do you use in place of it?
Well, I went to church with her, or company.
Yeah, that's funny, because a friend of mine in Troy moved to Troy from Cincinnati, and the first time she heard somebody say that, of course we use that down there, carry and tote, she was at church and she overheard this little frail, thin friend of hers say that she was going to carry her mother to the doctor next day, and Trudy was just amazed because she wondered how this little woman was going to carry it.
Of course, I'm probably some people in this area did use it, but I never heard it. When that family came up from Tennessee, it was the first time I ever heard it. And by the way, the people that live at Lynchburg, where that good whiskey is made, you know, and he's in the newspaper business there. Married the girl that used that. I know the other day where he died. He's 79 years old. He was early newspaper man in adjoining county, but he'd been down in Lynchburg for a long time.
Well, if after some days of the week, I think it used to be on Monday, that the women would set aside for
that's wash day.
Wash day.
Mm-hmm. And then later on, they'd iron on Tuesday. Of course, now back in those days when they went down to the river and had their kettles and all that, they'd go down to the river if they had a stream and wash. Of course, later on, people who had wells, they washed out on the back porch, for instance. And of course, when I came to Barrowman, we only had electricity on wash day and ironing day during the daytime. It was all night. So they'd run the generator to provide power for the wash machines, and then on Monday